Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch, and this is Total Information AM on KMOX. One in four active duty military families are experiencing food insecurity, meaning they don't have the resources to access the food they need. The current government shutdown could make it even worse. Shannon Razadin is CEO of the Military Family Advisory Network and joins us this morning. Shannon, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Why are active duty military families struggling to get food in their homes?
It's a great question, and when we share that data point, it's something that really catches people off guard. But when you look at the compensation structure in the military and you look at some of the nuances around military families, like frequent moves and military spouse unemployment, what we find is a lot of military families are really living paycheck to paycheck. And so the concern around delayed pay or missed pay is something that's really, really scary for a lot of military families, and we're doing everything that we can to respond.
What do you hear from these families about what they are facing just getting food on the table every day?
It's a stressor that really interferes with everything from the family's well-being to our force readiness. And right now what we're seeing is that the Guard and Reserve community did not, for the most part, get the mid-month pay in October. And now military families who, like I said, are living paycheck to paycheck are really nervous about what might happen if their pay is delayed. So many are living on this bubble of just getting by, and these are the people who put it all on the line for each of us every single day, and it's unconscionable that they could be having a hard time, you know, not in the shutdown situation, getting food on the table, but then the shutdown really does put a pain point and an exclamation point on all this as well.
Shannon, I think a lot of people might not think about this, but they might think that military personnel, they've got a commissary, you know, the PX to go to get cheaper food items. Is that not the case for some of these families?
You know, the commissary is a great resource that we do point people to, but at the end of the day, it comes down to what's left over at the end of the month. And so when you think about what it takes for an American family to do well financially, in most cases, it requires two incomes in today's day and age. But the reality is that military spouse unemployment has sat between 21 and 24% for the last 15 years. And so you have military families who are relying on one income to get by, but at the end of the month, there's just not enough left over. And so we do see military families turning to food banks and to food pantries. And right now, we're seeing them come to us really with this overwhelming need. We had over 50,000 military families apply for emergency grocery support in 72 hours. And so we're doing everything we possibly can to meet this need. But it shouldn't be this way. Military families should not be having a hard time making ends meet, and the government shutdown makes it a lot worse.
You mentioned those 50,000 families. Has that demand kept up over the weeks when you first started offering this grocery assistance program?
Yeah, we're seeing the demand balloon, and we're hearing from people who are deployed who are saying, you know, if my pay doesn't hit, I don't know how my spouse and my kids are going to eat. And so it's something that, you know, people are feeling across the board, and we're doing everything that we can to respond. So far, we've deployed grocery support to over 6,000 households, but we have a long way to go, and we can't do it alone. And so we're counting on people who share our belief that military families should not be in this situation to get involved and support if they're able to.
Tell us about those care packages that you're putting together.
We are putting together a week's worth of shelf-stable grocery items, enough for a family of four, as well as a grocery gift card to the commissary. And we're shipping those out every day from our partner's location in Houston, Texas. And so we're working around the clock to meet this need, and the families are incredibly grateful when they're getting the support. See, the military is taught to always prepare and prepare for the unknown. And right now, the major unknown is if that pay is going to hit on time. And so we're doing what we can to meet this moment and to help people when they need it most. And at the end of the day, the military families are really stretching themselves very thin right now. And so we're doing everything we can.
Shannon, I'm sure you've seen this before when there are government shutdowns. What happens then after something like that is resolved and in the economy that we have right now for these families then trying to play catch up?
Yeah, it's a great point. And what we're seeing is people are paying out of pocket for things that they wouldn't necessarily have to pay for. So, for example, the government shutdown has led to a stop move order for military families. What that means is some had to be out of their homes and had to pay first and last month's rent where they're going. And so now they're putting on their credit cards things like temporary lodging, hotel stays. And what's happening, what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself in a situation of debt coming out of this and trying to dig out. And when people, like I said, are in this situation of living paycheck to paycheck, that debt and that interest, it really puts a pain point on families and on their day-to-day finances. And so it's something that has a ripple effect. It has a ripple effect that does not lift the second the government opens. And it's families who are really, you know, shouldering this in a really difficult time right now.
Shannon, I'm sure there's people who are listening to this right now and they want to be able to help. How do they find the Military Family Advisory Network?
Absolutely. We'd be so grateful. And folks can go to combatmilitaryhunger.org. You can donate there as well as learn more about our organization and our response. So that's combatmilitaryhunger.org.
Shannon, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That is Shannon Razadin. She is CEO of the Military Family Advisory Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.